Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, John Landecker at 8:35. Welcoming back to the program, as a matter of fact. TikTok historian Sherman Dilla Thomas. Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, good evening. How are you?
I'm good. I know that you've got a project coming up with, hopefully coming up with Netflix, which I want to get to. But also, I'd like to get your perspective on Martin Luther King and his history in Chicago, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One, thanks for having me. I certainly appreciate it. I'm definitely not shy about sharing the perspective.
Good.
You know, it's a really rough one, too, right?
Yes, because it is.
If we're being honest, it's not a victory. You know?
No, that's exactly what I thought. I was hoping that that's what the way you would take it. So take it away.
Yeah, so in the winter of 65, in 1966, he came to Chicago at the bequest of a gentleman by the name of Al Raby, but also the late, great Tamir Black, to kind of help Chicago with our housing issue, despite the Supreme Court ruling racial covenants were illegal. We were still then, and kind of now, a very segregated city. And so he came up here wanting to use the same tactics that he used in the South. And I'm not necessarily saying people in the South aren't smart or, you know, educated, but they certainly was not Richard J. Daley. We don't give his intellect enough, his cunning, if you will, enough credit. And so anyway, in the South, Dr. King marched down the main streets of those neighborhoods, of those cities right there, downtowns, and that pulled at the heartstring of the folks. He found out very quickly that each neighborhood in Chicago is almost its own city in many ways. Mm. And so he wasn't able to galvanize. But another thing I want to make sure I point out is that today and yesterday, right, probably every black church and every black alderman and every black Cook County commissioner has some positive, glowing thing to say about Dr. Martin Luther King today on their social media. But in 1966, a whole lot of them turned their backs to him. You know, some for political pressure and others just lacking conviction, right? But it wasn't the love fest that we throw on Dr. King today. And for that reason and others, he wasn't successful in Chicago in breaking our neighborhoods.
Right. That's exactly the way it was. You know, over time, reflections can change a little bit, and certainly Dr. King deserves every accolade that comes his way. But like most things in the 60s, this was not an easy thing. It was not a bed of roses. It was racist. It was confrontational. It was marches. And sometimes I think that gets lost in the, as you mentioned, the celebrations at the black churches and black aldermen on social media, and how positive and upbeat they are about it, which they should be. But, you know, history got to be, I think you got to keep everything in perspective. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, absolutely.
You know, don't forget where this started and what it was really like when it started, because that obviously this is a bit. We all know that we're getting further and further away from the actual events every year, and yet we're still going to celebrate Martin Luther King Day. But I think one of the reasons I wanted to get you on is to reflect on exactly what you were just talking about there, what things were really like here in the city of Chicago. And we know what the things were like in Chicago, for crying out loud. I mean, it's not a secret the way this city is set up and has been for just about all time. So I appreciate you setting the stage, if you will, and putting your focus on those historical moments with Dr. King here in Chicago. We're talking to TikTok historian Sherman Dilla Thomas. Now, why do I call you the TikTok historian, Sherman? Where did that come from? I mean, I know what TikTok...
right? Well, I guess because I'm a historian that disseminates history on TikTok primarily, right? That's where I have the biggest following, if you will, but also what kind of broke me in the public sphere is telling 60-second Chicago history stories. Simple stuff, right, like why we use 312 as our area code to complex stuff, right, like the displacement of Greektown from the west side via 290s construction. So I assume that's why.
Right. And you, how many of these 60-second TikTok glances at Chicago history have you done in total?
Oh, man. At this point, I'm sure I'm over 100, 120 probably.
And how did this come to the, how did this come to the attention of Netflix?
Oh, well, I'm fortunate that some cool people from Chicago like what I was doing. People like Thomas Lennon of Reno 911 fame, Chance the Rapper. Those individuals took an appreciation to my storytelling and how I want the story I'm telling to be entertaining, right? So I picked the way that I deliver the story, but I try really, really hard not to mess with the facts.
Right.
And I think people appreciate that. And then the other thing is, just on a national space, there's an appetite for some Chicago, if not positivity, but just accurate storytelling. And so that's how it came about. I pitched a... I want to follow a Chicagoan. We're being a little cryptic about who this person is because we want to maybe run past their family and try to be respectful about certain things. But a certain event happened over a period of time here in Chicago. I want to tell that story on the big screen. So I pitched them. I wrote a treatment and kind of did the whole Zoom pitch meeting, and they liked the idea. So we're moving forward with me writing a pilot. Probably a third into the pilot. I got to stop starting over, right? If I don't think the joke I wrote is just absolutely hilarious, I almost start completely over it, right? Just, I'm so new to the process, but I'm confident that the arc of the story is going to be very entertaining.
Yeah, the process is really something. I'm sure you've discovered that already. There's a lot of enthusiasm. Hey, we're going to do this, but now you got to do this. You got to put this treatment together. And, a lot of people don't know what a treatment is. What do you mean I got to do a treatment? And as I understand,
I sure in the heck didn't. when they asked me for a treatment, I just nodded. I was like, okay, sure, no problem. They was like, hey, can you send that in next week? I was like, hey, can I get 2 weeks? I still work for ComEd. I got a job. I was like, okay, yeah, no problem. And as soon as I hung up, I was just on Google. And sometimes you got to pay $9.99 to get the example that you know what I mean?
Right.
The template that you need and not let those type of things stop you. But I'm from Chicago, man. We have, not to even end King on a bad note, right, because even before 1966, just a lot of the ideology that King used in his successes inadvertently come from Chicago. One of his mentors was a gentleman by the name of Dr. Benjamin Mays. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Mays got his PhD from the University of Chicago. He's also one of the associate ministers at Olivet Baptist, which is in Bronzeville, a very historic church.
Yep.
And so he was formerly a Pullman porter. So he himself, Benjamin Mays, was schooled up, if you will, in Chicago to the ways of civil rights. And he passed that on to Dr. King. So even in Dr. King's early successes, it was an example that he learned from someone picking things up in Chicago. So
right,
we can hold our head on that, too.
Oh, absolutely. So let's get back to this thing with Netflix. So a treatment, as I understand it, is like 20 pages long and is basically a story about what your idea is. Am I wrong about that?
You're correct, right? So, why you're telling the story, when is this story set, right? Mm-hmm. What period of time? Mm-hmm. Also, in my case, I'm fortunate I got a lot of big-name I shouldn't say guarantees, but a lot of big-name people who have expressed a lot of interest in the project.
Yeah.
But in the treatment, you also kind of want to lay out, who you think should play what, just so the people making it have an idea of the aesthetics of the character, right? What their voice is going to sound like, theoretically, or what they're going to look like.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you put those things in, and then you kind of put bullet points for the timeline
of
each episode.
Yeah.
So this is going to be this part of the story for 15 minutes, and Yeah, you got to break that all down for them.
And then
it got to be concise.
And then after you give them the treatment, if they like the treatment, then you've got to write a script, right?
Yeah. So I'm writing the scripted pilot now, and that's so hard to do.
Yeah, I know it is, man.
Historian.
I know it is.
Right.
Listen, I've tried to do it. It's a real. I hear you. I've tried to write a screenplay, and it is for me. It was really, really difficult because there's so many different what's the word I'm looking for? Rules, I guess you would call them rules that how these things are constructed and the way the script has to be formatted. And it's not just, sitting there, just I'll write this down. He says this. They go over there. They come back. I mean, it's all the best to you for getting that done. I mean, because that is.
I'm fortunate. That's for sure.
Because that is really the deal. And then after you get the script, then they got to decide whether or not they're going to shoot the pilot. Then if they shoot the pilot, then they're going to decide if they're actually going to run it. So,
yeah. Sometimes they'll take you all the way up and through that and then bomb you and still not put it out.
Oh, I know. Absolutely.
For 5 years.
You know what? I got to tell you, there are people in Hollywood who are making good money writing treatments and scripts and pilots for shows that never, ever got on the air.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, for real. It's like part of the business. So good luck to you, man. I'm looking forward to seeing your name and lights and all that good stuff on Netflix or whoever. Thanks for being with us. I appreciate it. TikTok historian Sherman Dilla Thomas, who shed out a little perspective on Dr. Martin Luther King and gave us a little insight into a Chicago-based TV series that could possibly happen with Netflix.